brought to you by Penguin.
Unprocessed. Written and read by me, Kimberly Wilson. To every child who ever wonders whether anybody cares, we do. Preface. In this book, I will outline the evidence on the role of nutrition, on brain development, function and mental health across the human lifespan, from preconception to old age. In doing so, I don't claim that nutrition is a panacea, rather a central yet overlooked and ignored underlying factor in our rising rates of mental illness and what I perceive as an increased neurological vulnerability. I have adopted the use of the term brain-body to highlight the fundamentally inseparable nature of the relationship between the two. When speaking of one or the other, I will say either brain or body, but please hold in mind that any distinction is more linguistic than truly meaningful. I was deeply honoured and proud to learn in 2022 that my first book, How to Build a Healthy Brain, was endorsed by the NHS as a trusted source of health information, one of only 10 books to be recognised in this way. As a result, the book has been made available to every NHS England library and all UK prison libraries. My ambition with Unprocessed is to maintain those high standards. As such, where I describe the effects of a particular nutrient on a health outcome, I have done my best to report naturalistically relevant doses. That is, doses that are achievable from normal, if healthy, dietary consumption or supplementation that is economically and practically feasible and safe for most people. Furthermore, the evidence presented is predominantly drawn from randomized control trials on human participants, or meta-analyses. Where results being described were conducted with animal test subjects, I have made this clear. This book has also been independently fact-checked. The downside to this careful approach is that animal data often produces more sensational results, the kind that make a splash on newspaper front pages. However, these results are too often completely irrelevant to humans. My aim is to present you with data that is accurate, informative, practical, and relevant to you. That said, much of the evidence I present is truly fascinating and groundbreaking. It should make you feel informed and empowered, but also, perhaps, a little angry. That is certainly how I feel, knowing that in many cases, my government has sat on research, sometimes for decades, showing that better nutrition can improve attention and memory in children, reduce our vulnerability to depression, and even lower rates of violence. Instead of acting resolutely to improve population nutrition, our ministers argue among themselves, using public health policy as a bargaining chip to maintain their own positions. Though this is very disheartening, I'm not quite ready to sit quietly and let this go on unchallenged. I want to at least feel that I did something. I hope you feel the same way. If you do, please join me in taking action. Throughout this book, you will find information and opportunities to take action and make your voice heard, whether that is through sharing something on social media or writing to your MP. You don't have to care about every single subject I raise in this book. Perhaps you have a particular interest in maternal nutrition, or maybe your life has been touched by dementia and that is where you want to focus your energy. What matters is that you participate. Speak up. Be heard. What's on the menu? For those of you who like to plan your consumption in advance, here is what you can expect. The book is laid out in broadly chronological order. I start in part one by considering the history of mental illness and outlining the evolutionary justification for the essential role of certain nutrients for human brain and mental health. In the remainder of the book, I look at the evidence of the impact of our modern diets on brain health from preconception to older age. Lifelong mental wellness has its foundations in pregnancy, and this is the focus of part two. The maternal universe and the importance of DHA chapters may be of particular interest to anyone in a position to advise pregnant women and families, like GPs, midwives, obstetricians, gynecologists and fertility professionals, as well as childcare professionals and educators, and the parents of young children or parents-to-be. If you want to skip the starters and really get your teeth stuck into the effects our modern diets are having on our brains and society, head straight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?